and whilst this week's Devil of Detail pop-up podcast, I'm Rob Parkinson, and I'm here talking all things Salford Devils were defeated on Thursday night. They went down to defeat 12-22 against the Wigan Warriors. I spoke to Gil Dudson, Amir Borough, and Neil MacDonald after the game, and this is what they had to say.
So I'm joined by Amir Borough. Defeat tonight, but what an effort.
Yeah, really good effort. Obviously disappointing. It'd been nice to get one over them in, you know, such a close game. We fought really hard, but there were, you know, just a few stupid things from myself as well, which just let us down really.
I wouldn't go beating yourself up after your performances this season been fantastic. Obviously the last couple of performances against Saitlands, against Wigan, two of the top teams in the division, we've competed all the way.
Yeah, we have, but in our group it's not something that we don't like to do really. We've got high standards of each other and it's not surprising to us in this group that we're doing that. We know we can compete with these top sides, so it's nice to be able to do that, but you know, obviously we'd like to be able to get the results too.
Yeah, obviously Old Kingston Rovers next week. It's obviously a Challenge Cup game. Challenge Cup's a big thing for us supporters. What's it like for you as a player? Is it something that you're, you know, looking to win?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously it's only 3 games away from being at Wembley, so it's pretty exciting. Obviously got Hull KR away, it's a tough place to go. Hopefully we can get the result.
Yeah, obviously, you know, this season's been fantastic. Coming in as our first choice hooker, how's it been, obviously, you know, developing as a player?
Yeah, it's been great. Obviously some big minutes. I feel like I'm learning a lot. I feel like I'm improving, so I just hope I can keep doing that.
Brilliant. Thanks for joining us and keep seeing up. You're doing well. Joined by Neil MacDonald. Defeat tonight, but battled hard.
Yeah, it was a great battle. That was a proper game. That was a tough game. Going set for set, especially that first half. No points scored, and then just unlucky. We felt like we should have won.
Yeah, we don't die wondering, do we?
We had the game in our hands, and only us to blame.
Yeah, obviously we played Wigan, we played Saints in the last couple of weeks, competed in both. Shows how good, you know, good of a team, a good of a squad we've got.
Yeah, we've got a great character across the board. We've got a great team, like, outside of the field. We hang out, we spend time together. We're a tight-knit group, and it shows on the field. It goes a long way, and you want to play for each other.
And how have you settled in? Obviously, yeah. Outstanding so far.
Yeah, it's good. I feel like we could have got Leeds. I feel like we could have got Wigan today, and I think... Yeah, we're close games, but as a team, it's great.
Yeah. Okay, and next week in Challenge Cup, that'll be a game.
Yeah, excited for that one. Obviously, we got them a couple of weeks ago, so they'll be looking out to get one back on us, and we'll be playing hard. We want to hold trophies this year. We want to carry trophies out and win a premiership ring. So they're next on our list.
Brilliant. Thanks for talking to us. Unlucky tonight, and I'll see you again soon. I'm joined by Gil Dudson. Big Gil back in the house. Yeah. How's things?
Yeah, it's good, mate. It's good. It's good to be back.
Yeah, obviously defeat tonight. Boys worked hard, though.
Yeah, mate. You know, we're a bit disappointed with that one. We put ourselves in a position to get that win. And, you know, unfortunately, we didn't ice it, but that's rugby, isn't it? You know, we'll take some good lessons and some good learnings out of that. You know, and we focus switches next week to the cup, so straight back to work, and we'll pick that apart and then get back to work for KR away next week.
Obviously, you're here all season. You know, part one of our most successful teams out of all time. I know you've only been here, like, 3 or 4 days, haven't you? So I suppose it's hard, isn't it, sort of getting stuck in, finding out what's going on.
Yeah, I think that was probably the best thing about playing tonight, to be honest, just getting straight out there with the lads and, you know, getting in amongst it and kind of earning the respect of the team, which I hope I did tonight. And just getting back into the mix. You know, there's sometimes when there's a long period, you can kind of overthink things. There definitely wasn't any time to overthink anything. No. It was team run yesterday morning, play tonight. So from that point of view, it was good. But yeah, like I said, the lads seem like a really good, tight-knit bunch, and everyone's kind of pulling in the same direction. So, you know, it's exciting times.
What's your ambition for this season? Game time? See what happens?
Yeah, 100%. I just want to be playing. We'll be playing and see where the chips land come the end of the season.
Yeah, Oakley Strovers next week, Challenge Cup. Big game that.
Yeah, massive. You know, they're in a good spot, good team, big team. So, you know, we've got some bodies coming back this week, which will definitely help. But we're going to have to be on the top of our game. They did them a couple of weeks ago, so there's no reason why we can't go up there and get the result.
Brilliant. Thanks for talking to us today. Welcome back, and we'll see you again soon.
So, big thanks for joining us for the first part of this Devil in the Detail weekend double. And I'll see you soon for more Salford Devils chat on your Devil in the Detail.